Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. Trevor Brookin and Billy Bones, Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, West Ham United, more than just a podcast.
Just a podcast.
Podcast.
Season 11, episode 14 or 15. I can't remember. I didn't look. It's a Tuesday, not a Monday. We're in chaos. Anyone think there's a pandemic going on? George is in the house on a Tuesday. Where are you? What are you doing?
I am in my living room recording a podcast with you.
Your dad is still in IKEA, so he is not with us today, but he is still building his house, the house that John built, or Jack, I can't remember. But back, because they're always here, it's Canning Town Lem. Where are you? What are you doing?
In the lounge this evening. Just had after a busy day's work, really. Not talking about art.
Good.
And now we're going to be too now, much talking about football.
We've got a different person. You won't recognise him. It's a very poorly Nigel Shedman. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in my shed.
Shedman.
Actually, stop. I'm in my bed.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're not in your shed, are you?
I'm not in my shed, no.
Could we record a different one? Bedman. George,
we could do, I remember those days.
Yeah, 2022, when Jessica's not playing up.
Yeah, probably.
More of that. More of El Jessica. What's it called? Later.
El Jessico.
El Jessico later. Mm. Anyway, let's talk about some football, shall we? Two games at the London Stadium, and... a week of two halves, maybe. Nigel, you didn't go to the London Stadium, I know, and you can reveal why, if you want to our listeners. Len, did you go?
Yeah, I did.
Ah, right, good. You did, yeah, because
I moaned about it.
Yeah, you did moan about it. Look, we won't spend too much time, because there's no point whining over spilt milks. Crying over spilt milk?
Yeah, we should move on from our losses.
It wasn't a loss, though. I know
That's
it felt
right.
like a loss. Do you
it
know
was
what?
A draw.
It felt like a loss, you know? Brighton have been our bogey team for so long.
Generally, because we played bad against them.
Well, it used to be Glenn Murray, didn't it, that used to score the goals against us. We've got a new guy, haven't we? Mulpay, that now scores the goals against us.
Well, I don't think that was quite true, actually. Murray used to get a few goals, but he didn't dominate us.
Did he not?
No.
Why is it, right, that since they've joined the Premier League, 2018, maybe?
17.
We've never beaten them. We've got, if I remember rightly, 3 losses on the bounce when they first came up, and now 6 draws in a row.
That's correct.
What's that all about then?
The new Luton tan.
Yeah, possibly. But to be fair...
Sean's like, yeah, possibly, yeah.
Whatever that means. Irrational hatred.
Means before his time, that's
irrational hatred of Luton, I assume it's a reference to.
Yeah, but you got to know why.
Yeah, we
had an irrational hatred
of
Luton. Yeah,
why the book is called
book.
That.
It's a book your mate wrote.
No, but why was the book called that? Why?
Well, I assume because we had a problem beating them and they were always our bogey team. Anyway, you can give us a history lesson later. Len, let's get back to you. Game of two halves. We scored really early. Suchek, obviously, week before I'm going, Suchek's rubbish. He should be dropped, everything. So just to prove me wrong, he goes to score a goal in the first 5 minutes. Cut a long story short, we conceded in the 89th minute to make it 1-1. Yeah, what happened in between? Anything you want to bother
well,
to
the
talk
funny
about?
Thing happened in between was that we had an opportunity playing Brighton, who are a good footballing side. You've got to give them credit.
Yeah, you do.
But we had, you know, best part of 90 minutes that we could have got men behind the ball and pick them off. But we couldn't string a pass together.
Yeah.
All night.
Although we missed a lot of chances.
Yeah, couldn't tackle, couldn't pass. There were quite a few, yeah.
Just
do
give
you
a
what?
Stat
it's
attack
just,
to it, help it, you. 66%,
you can if you want.
66% they enjoyed on that Wednesday night. Obviously means we only had 34% in our own backyard. We had 14 shots, 6 on target. Didn't take our chances first half. They had 9, 3 on target. So, you know, they had the possession, but we had the shots. We just didn't take our chances, and they punished us in the second half, is my view.
It was all down to the front three. Not all down. Mostly down to the front three that was just not working together very well. Hmm. Probably for the third game on the trot, really. But look, you put it behind us very quickly. So,
yeah, and we've got to remember. And
it just looked like that way when
you're
watching it.
I walked away, and it was a bitterly cold night. You know, you make the effort to go on these night games, and you're going, you know, to be snatched away so West Ham-esque to lose in the last minute. I think no team has lost more points. This is what Finley told me, my son. No team has lost more points than West Ham in the last 5 minutes of the game. Isn't that true, Finley? He's with me here tonight. He's listening but not talking. Maybe one time he'll talk. Let's move on to you, Georgie George. Did Jessica allow you to watch this game on a Wednesday night?
I did watch this game. I did. I did. I don't have much to add.
Was it a fair result, 1-1?
I thought we were lucky. They were all over us. We looked pretty shoddy.
Either you or your dad on the WhatsApp group said we looked tired second half.
I think it was a tired performance. It was a little bit embarrassing that we let them dominate us so much, but I thought we were going to get away with it, and that's a sign of a successful team is when you play awfully and still win. But we couldn't quite get it over the line. You know, I'm like you said, no point crying over spilt milk, and we've got more positivity to move on to. So I suggest we do just that.
Finally, last but not least, I said we weren't going to spend too long. First of all, do you want to explain to our listeners why you didn't go on Wednesday night, Nigel? You don't have to.
No, I tested positive for COVID.
So that means... I'm sorry to laugh, but you were coming.
Why are you laughing at him?
No, I'll tell you why. Because he was going to come Wednesday night, and he said to me, I've been feeling ill last week. This was when we recorded on the Monday. And I said to him, you need to be tested. And he went, nah, it's not COVID. I said, why not? He said, well, I haven't lost my taste and my smell. He said, it's not COVID. And I said, well, I think...
Well, I have now.
Before you go to West Ham, you should test yourself. And I would imagine other people nagged you as well. And lo and behold, he sends me a lateral flow going, oh, I'm positive. So you miss 3 games, don't you, Nigel?
Yeah, I don't go first either.
Yeah, so you miss Chelsea. You miss.
You don't. You don't sound great, Nigel. Are you feeling better now?
I'm feeling a lot better. Yeah. I won't
lie. You lost your voice.
I have been ill. proper real.
He hasn't even been doing other podcasts or like going on West Ham Network.
Funny enough, you think 10 days at home, I could, just sitting around doing nothing in a separate room from the rest of the family. I'd be doing other things, but I didn't have the energy. Today's probably, every day I'm getting better. So today, last night's the first night. I didn't watch any American college football or basketball or Canadian football, the CFL, which I'd never heard of, but discovered in the middle of the night recently. So there's a big final coming up between Winnipeg and someone else. I've got the MLS Cup to look forward to. I saw the Portland Timbers win. That was a long night. Good. That was. Watch Portland Timbers win a game.
Because you were saying to me, you haven't slept until last night. You pretty much haven't slept since you got infected.
Yeah, 2-3 hours here, there.
Oh, I know. His phone's going did now, don't we?
Yeah, that's me.
The Brighton game. I suppose at least I got to educate you about the offside rule.
Here we go.
You were really baffled over that, Sean.
Well, I'll tell you why I was baffled, right? And I can come. You've seen the article I wrote on Clarence Hugh afterwards. So, us in the ground, we obviously didn't quite know what was going on. First of all, it looked like an own goal. So straight away we go, well, how can you be offside on an own goal? We didn't see the replays of it brushing past Mikel Antonio's shin. Finley is shaking his head, by the way, because he wouldn't shut up on the way home from the stadium. He wouldn't shut up about it was definitely a goal, etc. So I know you tried to educate me about the two-man rule. You've got to have two people behind, of what one of which is the goalkeeper, which I didn't know. I'll be honest. But I still say, and so does David Moyes, by the way, after the game, there is no way. I think he says it didn't touch it didn't really have in. Mikel Antonio had no impact. Whether it brushed him or not, he had no impact, and the goal should have stood. He completely disagreed. And a lot of referees came out and said, it's not a letter of the law thing. That was an own goal.
It wasn't clear and obvious, was it?
It wasn't clear. That's the word. That's what people used. It wasn't clear and obvious. And therefore should have stood. And that would have changed game. I know we said we were not going to cry over spilt milk, but we are. Because you brought it up. But it seemed a harsh decision. You were watching from home, you and George. What were the commentators saying when they took, and it seemed forever?
It was forever.
It was a threefold, and this is what annoyed me about it. You could argue by the letter of the law they got to the right decision. They went through this thing where it seemed like they just needed to disallow the goal, because they go, oh, there was a foul, and basically Dawson pushed over someone, but I think it was Maupai. But when they play it back, Maupai has tried to obstruct Dawson, so therefore Dawson's within his right to brush him off, so it's not a foul. So then they're looking at, I don't know if it was like, did it touch a hand or something else, and nothing happened. Oh, foul on the keeper. And then they realised that it was a Brighton player that took his own keeper out. So then they've gone to this offside. And it literally took 5 minutes. And for
they're
me,
booing,
VAR,
by the way. I don't know if you heard this. But
if
VAR we were booing
takes
in the
longer
stands.
Than 1 minute, there should be a countdown clock. You get 1 minute and that's it. Because if it takes that long to decipher the offside. So they spent about 3.5 minutes on the offside, and it deflects off of Antonio when it goes in. It was going in. It touches him. So if it touches him, it deflects. It was going in anyway. It came onto him off of a back heel from a Brighton defender. But at the point that Dawson stabs the ball forward in the melee, they then measure where Antonio was, and he was offside. And sometimes
David
scramble
Moyes
like
disagrees,
that,
and many other commentators and referees disagreed too with
disagree
your
on
letter
what?
Of the law, saying it wasn't offside.
But it was offside.
Well, David Moyes says not. He's reviewed it, and he's not one to make stuff
day,
up.
Dawson kicks the ball forward, yeah. You know, whether the ball moved forward an inch, 5 inches, or 5 feet, or 50 feet, the moment of impact is when Dawson kicks the ball forward. And unfortunately for Antonio, because it's a melee, me personally, I don't believe there should be an offside from a corner for a start. Bit like a throw-in, there's no offsides.
Yeah.
They should cancel, they should say, right, you can't be offside at any point from a passage of play from a corner. And it would take that out of the hat. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, the decision was right. I slightly disagree, yes.
David Moyes, no disrespect, because you're feeling ill.
About David Moyes,
you're
mate.
Feeling ill, but he's managed 1,000 games. I don't think you've
managed
any
games. Yeah, I've watched more than 1,000 games, and so has he, but it don't make no difference. By the letter of the law, he was offside. But the law is an ass. VAR.
Last, we're going to move on to brighter things, but last
Finally.
Word on this from George. George, you saw the replay. Offside or not offside?
Offside.
I said last thing. I'm just going to ask one. Len, offside or not offside?
But it was given offside, so it doesn't really matter this, what you think, does it?
Well, it does. So I'm asking.
Well, I thought Nigel said it perfectly, offside, but the law's an ass.
Right, okay.
Because it's not. I mean, the idea is if you go back to the offside.
I disagree, but I mean,
if you go to the offside, original why the offside rule was in there, you know, Michael Antonio.
Didn't touch. Yeah. I don't think. He used the word deflect. I don't think it deflects.
Move on from it.
Move on. Anyway, we then play the mighty Chelsea, El Jessico. Saturday, obviously. I know you were there. We couldn't meet up, and I'll explain why at the end. Obviously...
Oh, a suspense.
Wow, yeah. It is a suspense. And you, with your Chelsea-supporting wife, big day. Let's start with you, George, because did you all get dressed up in kit? What was Jessica wearing?
No, we didn't. Funnily enough,
a big rivalry in your household.
It was, Chelsea. Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't stoop to the lows of dressing up in kit to prove a point. However, they are we watched it, of course.
Yeah,
Jessica was asleep. Actually, we put her down for a nap at the time. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it, of course.
We know what Chelsea fans are like because my brother's a Chelsea fan.
Well, she's not, to be fair. She's
no, your wife. Not your daughter, because she probably didn't discuss it.
No, before. I know what you were about to say there. You were about to say, I know what they're like. Is she like that? Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, they come up with every excuse, you know. Well, if the referee hadn't been biased, you know, or, you know, if you hadn't cheated, or Mendy was at fault for the whole thing, and you didn't play well, Mendy just had a shocker, and... Mendy and a shocker, we would have won. You know, go, yeah, whatever. It's never right from a Chelsea fan. Well done, you deserve that. I've never got that from a Chelsea fan, ever.
Oh, I didn't get that, to be fair.
Did she pat you on the back and go, well done, George? Good
no, she went very quiet and went into the kitchen and did something in the kitchen when he scored Masuaku. I don't tend to celebrate. But I did celebrate that goal. And at that point, actually, Jessica was awake. And we jumped up together. So that probably didn't...
Oh, excellent.
You know, like, when Derby play Forest, they play for the Brian Clough Trophy. So whoever wins the game gets the... Did you have, like, a ceremonial handing over of the baby? to write. Now Jessica's like ours now, isn't she? She's a West Ham fan, and we get to keep her as a West Ham fan until Chelsea win her back, basically.
I quite like that, actually.
He's got a breastfeeder, though.
Well, she can have formula. you know, I think that's what we, now she's ours, so she's a West Ham booty back in the fold. And
I like that.
We get beat by Chelsea again temporarily.
And so it's like a Brian Clough chair trophy. Situation until a certain time.
She's
what time would
to...
that be, George? When's the music
what?
Go off?
When it's played Chelsea?
No. If you keep handing her over to the winner, I think it's going to be like musical chairs. So
what's the cut off point?
Yeah,
18th birthday.
When she can tell us what she wants to do.
You're a very fair father.
Seven.
Well, yeah, the same thing happened to me as a child. My dad, John, said to me,
"Who's your dad?"
I can support who I want.
Oh.
And then I came home one night after being with my uncle, who's an Arsenal fan, talking about Arsenal.
Yeah.
And then that weekend, I think we went to Wimbledon away, which was my first game. And that was it.
And he bought you the full kit.
He did. And here I am today.
Yeah.
Thank God. So imagine being an Arsenal fan now.
I know.
Well, we'd have
been starting to pay off.
What would the podcast have been called? Brady, just a podcast, or I don't know. Trying to think of.
So, I mean, obviously, it's easy to say 3-2 now, but it was a hard slog, George.
It was a good game, though, I thought. An entertaining game. Either side could have won it, but I think we probably edged it on performance. I think it was a deserved win.
I'm just looking up the possession, but I remember at the time.
Stat attack.
Didn't feel like that, did it?
Oh, the possession seemed like 90% in the first half.
It was like the Alamo at one point.
So actually, very similar to Brighton. They had 64%, we had 36% of the possession. We had 11 shots, 5 on target. They had 19 shots, 7 on target. So the stats do say, you know, they had the better game and the more possession, but they didn't seem to be as clinical as we've seen them. And, you know, without a doubt, Mendy was a massive factor. Do you blame... the Chelsea fan I spoke to, my brother, who I called my mother... I'll let you into a little secret. I took my mother to the game on Saturday. What am I going to say?
No, sorry.
My mother is a Chelsea fan.
Someone else made a comment about a picture you put
up. Oh, I know, yes. Is that your missus? It's my mum. It was born in 1944. So she's in her 70s, bless her. And I took her. She the last game she came to was West Ham Juventus in 2016. She came to the friendly with us. But she calls herself a Chelsea fan. She's not really, because my brother's Chelsea. But she'd never been to a Chelsea game. So this was the first Chelsea game she'd ever been to. But she was quite delighted they got beat. And West Ham, so we should cheer in the West Ham goals. But it was one of those games, and hopefully Len will back me up, where, you know, this is what the stadium was, to nick someone else's phrase, which Len might tell you, this is what the stadium was built for. Big games like this, winning big games like this.
No, it wasn't. It was built for the Olympics.
Well, rebuilt.
Yeah,
then.
He didn't say that.
What idiot said that?
Well, Len would have to tell you if he can, but it was magical. There's no other word for it. It was absolutely magical. The singing, the atmosphere, and when that third goal went in, the place erupted. And we stayed afterwards, and there was a sweet Caroline, and everybody stayed for ages, and it was just a party atmosphere. I don't know if you saw them with the party deck outside on the not the concourse.
I did see that. Is that a new thing?
No, that's been there a little while. We did that after Liverpool as well. It's been there for about a year.
No, it ain't been there for years.
All right, 2 years or whatever.
We just
don't go around
to celebrate outside it.
Huh?
We just haven't had anything to celebrate. Yeah,
so what do they do there? They have little like DJ.
I've never noticed. I walked past it, George. I didn't even notice it. Really.
Before the game and after the game, they have a disco.
It only gets that big though, George, when we win a big game like that. Yeah, no, so it was really big for Liverpool.
I did see. I saw the video of them all singing about Jarrod Bowen and Danny Dyer, and I saw someone comment saying, "This looks like this is all well and good, but it took me nearly 3 hours to get through this crowd to get a train."
He's absolutely right, because we went through it after the Liverpool game to go back to the social club, the supporters club. And it just took us forever to push through all those people to get to the other side.
So it's obviously not placed very well then.
It's not placed very well. No.
If only we knew someone we could complain to.
I know, right? Anyway, I did make this one in time. I was an hour early. George.
Well done.
Roller coaster of the game. Obviously, they scored first. Do you think we were lucky in some of our goals, or
did I think we were lucky in some of our, well, the third goal I would probably say was lucky. I think Masuaku himself has admitted it was a cross. So obviously that's lucky. Bowen was a great goal. Bowen won the penalty and did very well to do so, get in front of the keeper who stupidly cleaned him out. I don't know why he didn't just kick the ball out of play. But Lanzini, despite being shouted in his ear by Reece James.
Sledged, is that the right word?
Potentially.
Reece, what's his name?
Reece James. He's an England right back. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I don't watch England really, it's a World Cup or Euros.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he was there.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. Lanzini, great penalty. And I was very pleased to see him giving it back to Reece James after he'd scored.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He gave him a little shove.
I wouldn't say we were lucky. You know, like I said, I think we probably edged it. The second half particularly, we were very good. Jarrod Bowen, best game I've seen him play for us. Very impressed with him, and he just seems to be getting better and better. He is almost immense.
Well,
he is
shagging Danny Dyer.
He is on fire.
And he is on fire, yeah. I wonder what if he cringes every time he hears that at the...
I don't think he cringes, but I'd imagine Danny Dyer, as in Man Danny Dyer, does.
I'm sure.
A little bit sorry for Man Danny Dyer, being a massive West Ham fan.
I thought you should say something else then, to be
and
fair.
And being at all of the games and hearing...
Does he go to all the games?
Well, he goes to most of the games, I believe. Right. And hearing all of the fans sing about his daughter...
Especially as he's related to royalty.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be allowed, should it? Both counts. Anyway.
So, we equalise through the penalty, and we're thinking, hey, we're back in this. And, of course, West Ham fashion, old Declan Rice's best mate, Mason Mount, scores just before half-time and gives it all the old attitude. Did you see that? Give him all the... to the West Ham fans?
Mason Mount,
yeah.
Yes, I did on my in-laws WhatsApp group that I'm in. I changed the profile picture of that group to Mason Mount cup in his ear.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you did?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that backfired, didn't it?
Well, it did, because
That's what he did.
He did. There's a close up of him. When the Masuaku goal goes there, where it's, you know, here's him scoring his goal, and there's when Masuaku's goal goes in. I don't think they can argue anything about the Bowen goal. Let's move on to Len. Len?
Yes, mate.
One of the best games you've ever been to in the London Stadium?
Yeah, I don't think it was quite as good as Liverpool.
All right.
But who cares? Both got 3 points.
Yeah.
The thing about it was Saturday. It was just so unexpected, and it was funny. That was what's so good about it. The nature of the goal had just sweetened it for me. That he just appeared in the net. He put his crossover, because suddenly his time stood still for a second, and not in the usual way that you think, like as in a penalty. Time stood still because it looked like he'd run out of an idea of what to do. And it looked like he just kicked it Well, it did look like he just crossed it into no man's land, and it just looked like, from our point of view, that the keeper punched it in his own net. Of course, when you see the replay, it was on its way anyway. He's trying to make a save. But it looked chaotic, and the crowd just erupted with laughter, because we was shocked and elated for Bowen's goal.
Yeah.
Because Bowen had a lot of work to do, and he'd done it. You know, he kicked it past through the defender's legs and left the goalkeeper. Yeah. Great goal. But, look, you know, that a goal like that hasn't looked like it's been coming from the front three for a few games. So when you see it, we just went mad with that. Because it feels like that was against the run of play a little bit. I might be wrong.
Well, I was about to say, after the Bowen goal, it was one-way traffic I saw from Chelsea from 56 minutes onwards. And I was just saying to my son and other people, I'll be happy with a draw.
I'd been over the moon with a draw.
Yeah,
that's what
I was
saying.
I'll be happy with a draw. I just saw it going the other way.
And the funny thing about it was... Yeah.
And so, as you say, again, against the run of play on the 89th minute, and people reminded me, we've never lost more points from... It was my son reminding me, more points from the last thing... And we do the opposite to Chelsea. Oh, it was magic. In the same way, it felt like a loss on Wednesday night, losing in the 89th. Not losing, sorry, drawing on the 89th minute. It felt like a super win, winning 3-2 in the 87th minute with something that should not have gone in. You know, even Matty Markey.
But Downey Swede. But let's be fair, after Bowen's goal, we had another opportunity to get another one in. So at that point, it looked like our chance was gone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a lot of time on the clock, and to get that chance at the end was great. But
I didn't think Mikel Antonio. I know he got an assist, but I just didn't think he had a great game.
I'm wondering if he's carrying an injury, to be honest.
Well, funny you should say that, because before the game, and I didn't report it because, you know, I do have some morals.
Really?
Yeah. He I was told he had a bit of a knee issue. He had a knock to the knee, but he should be all right to play. And did you see him limping during the game?
Yeah, I did. I did see him limp.
So I'll be very surprised if he starts on Thursday. I think he is carrying a bit of a knock. And while we're talking injuries, obviously, Lanzini, although I haven't heard anything official on this, Lanzini was seen hobbling to his car by a number of people in the car park after the game as well, which would be a crying shame. Because we haven't talked about him, but he's in cracking form at the moment. And just at the point when Siaid and Benrahma is about to go off to...
Who?
Said.
Siaid.
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 It's a car, I think. I'm pretty sure that's a car.
Said Benrahma is about to go off to the African Nations Cup to represent Algeria. I mean, Lanzini's coming into his own. We're seeing some of the form. And I thought he looked great out there.
I'll tell you who we need.
Who?
Jesse Lingard.
More of that later. Nigel, view from the sick bed, or sick note, as they used to call. Who did they used to call sick note in the old days?
Darren Anderton.
Darren Anderton, that's it. Were you...
was that really who you were thinking of, Sean?
It was. It was exactly what I was thinking of. Were you compos mentis enough to enjoy the game and the win, Nigel?
Yes, I celebrated the goal, the third goal going in.
Were you in your bed with some tissues
in
your hand?
I was in my bed. Well, not with tissues. I was watching football. Steady on.
It wasn't that kind of game, was it?
It was at midnight.
Oh dear.
I think we deserved it on the second half performance. I think Chelsea absolutely dominated the first half. Funny enough, I think the win and the better performance come from that was forced on him by the changes he had to make by the injuries. And then by changing it to a back four.
I think that's a good point. I forgot that.
I'm not saying it was... I am saying it was forced on him by the injuries. But, that's... We stepped it up towards the end of the game. when Masuaku would come on. And he obviously didn't want to put Masuaku at the back, so he kept him out of the defence and switched the defence to four at the back. But
I mean, that's another good point we didn't mention, which is we still won the game despite losing two of our best defenders.
Yeah.
No, you know, but
the wins come at
you'll
cost.
Get punished by Chelsea.
Yeah, but you know, to beat Liverpool and then Chelsea, and even the draw against Brighton is not that bad when you look at all the other results we normally get against Brighton. So we're on an upward trajectory still on this season compared to last season. And you know, I don't keep waiting for it to end, but it's just, I've never seen in my lifetime West Ham have two good seasons back to back in the top flight. So I've seen us have.
This is why we moved to the London Stadium. It's all coming to,
well,
you know.
You could say that.
Karen Brady was right.
This is, if the London Stadium was the reason, we would all be supporting it, wouldn't we? But at the end of the day, we know that it's got nothing to do with the move, because West Ham lost millions of pounds while we've been at the stadium. And the two players, you could argue, the stadium probably enabled us to buy, don't even play for us anymore. I.e. Haller and Anderson.
Mm.
So when you look at the price of the players that we've bought,
right. I was joking, jesting.
Yes, trying to be funny. But as you know, some things I will not joke about.
Yeah, and I should feel some empathy for you, and I'm sure our listeners feel empathy, so I can give them your empathy, because I know you're not feeling that well. So well done for being a trooper and coming on today. So did you have a little? Well, you're self-isolating, so I suppose you couldn't even hug the missus.
No, I was on my own.
Yeah, hence the hankers. And you watched it from your bed?
I did.
Yeah, nice. So when you're back, Nige? Burnley away?
No. I've got a ticket for Arsenal.
Right.
So, I'll see.
Okay.
I'm not this.
Get well. Look, I'm going to say get well soon.
No, it's so
try
my eyes
out.
A bit.
Get well soon. You make sure you're fighting fit before you start infecting hundreds of West Ham fans. Let's talk about the injuries. Obviously, we lost two players. We lost Ben Johnson. Bit gutting. Hamstring. Looks like a very. Club have confirmed it today. It's a very mild tear. I'm told 3 weeks. But that sort of means he's out for the rest of this year, i.e. December. Maybe back New Year's Day, is what I've been told. But obviously, not so bad from a Ben Johnson thing, because Soufal slots straight in. That was his position before, and he slots straight back into that position.
Is Cresswell back then?
Cresswell should be back for Burnley, I'm told. He's had that back injury, missed two games. Should be back for Burnley.
Nice.
And we need him for that. The big loss is obviously Zouma. And Zouma, you know, you could see it was a bad injury. I was told by my sources he felt something pop in his knee. We've now found out his ligament in his left knee snapped. Nasty. Speculation, including by myself, that it was his bad knee, his right knee that went at Chelsea 5 years ago, but it wasn't. It was his good knee. So his bad knee that he had ACL and an operation on was fine. This time he did his other knee in. So he had a scan on Sunday. He had another scan on Monday. They are not going to operate. They're going to let it heal naturally. Prognosis is...
Is that wise?
Well, do you know what? That's up to the doctors, isn't it? And the player, they decide what's best.
What do the doctors know, though, Sean?
Well, hopefully they know about medicine.
Well, that's not what you were saying earlier, but anyway.
Well, hang on. Well, sausages and all that lot. Anyway.
The doctors know about sausages.
Yeah, well, they do. Look, I'm told the player's really confident. He thinks he can get on to rehab. He can get to his recovery program and he can be back in 6 weeks. The more pessimists say he's out for 3 months and he'll be out for 12 weeks. Whichever it is, 6 weeks or 12 weeks, it's going to be a miss. You know, we obviously have not got him for December and at least half of January. And probably the most of January and maybe most of March. But again, the likelihood is we just say, well, just bring in Diop and Dawson. But I wrote a blog today and I'm going to run it past you guys and see what you think. Alex Crowell was a defender when he first started his career. He can play at centre back. You could move Declan Rice back as centre back. I'm not sure you'd want to, but he can play centre back. And you've got the two young centre backs who didn't play in the under-23s this week. I think they might play on Thursday. You've got Jamal Baptiste and you've got Ali Alisi, who are both young centre backs who are supposed to be mustered. So let me ask you, let's start with you, Georgie George. How do you solve a problem like Zuma? What would you do? You're David Moyes. What would you do on Thursday and, well, and Sunday?
Well, I'd play one of Diop and Dawson.
Which one? Come on, let's be precise.
Well, no, it doesn't matter either.
Well,
one.
I want you to be precise because you don't flip go
a coin.
Either.
All right, Diop. Play Diop on Thursday with a youngster, which Baptiste one? Or Elise.
Baptiste.
I don't know much either. If I'm honest,
Baptiste
about either
is supposed
of them.
To be the wonder kid, by the way. He's
who was the one who ran through the whole team for the under-23s the other day, and scored a goal? Whoever that was, play.
I think that's Baptiste. Him and Sonny Perkins are the two stars.
And then Sunday, I would play Diop and Dawson.
Yeah, okay. Very traditional. Any different, Len? Would you do any different? You're David Moyes for a day or 2 days?
I wasn't listening. I just learnt that there's no trains going to the football on Boxing Day.
Oh, I'm glad I'm in Mexico.
Oh, there never is on Boxing Day, though.
Hmm?
There's never trains on Boxing Day.
I can't remember. I used to go... When we used to go... there used to be, when I used to go to the Boston game, day game out at St. Park. Was it?
Anyway, yeah. 3-2-1, back in the room.
I still was getting the question.
Who go do on. You play at centre-back? Who plays the two centre-back roles on Thursday and Sunday, please?
On Thursday, two kids I've never heard of.
Baptiste and Elise. Yeah.
Sunday. And on Saturday, I suppose...
Sunday.
I suppose we've got to go for Dawson and...
And Diop.
Diop.
Okay, all right.
Dawson's looking very shaky.
Quite brave to go for the two kids at centre-back on Thursday. I know
you
might... No,
it's not brave. It's just,
you might think there's
logical.
Nothing to play for, but let me... Alert
to
you
for.
To the £532,000 win bonus that's still up for grabs.
Well, they could still win that. You can lose a lot more if you lose another. You can lose another centre half, can't you?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Shebman, you usually like putting some wild theories out there of who you put at centre back. What would you do on Thursday and Sunday?
I think Thursday I would go for the Dawson, Diop at the back with Baptiste.
Yeah.
And then, but swap them around, only playing for an hour and then bring
bring the other kid on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting view.
On Sunday... I would go for, as long as they're both fit, Diop and Dawson.
Yeah.
But if I was dropping someone to play at centre back, I'd possibly be looking at, I think either Souček or Rice could play there.
All right.
But in the day.
Bring Noble into the team in place or Crowell?
I wouldn't play Crowell at centre half because he's not really played.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Much for us,
yeah. Well, no, I mean, bring him if you drop one of Souček or Rice well, in, no. Whether you'd play Kroll with Souček, you know, his partner
no,
in crime.
I would bring, I'd bring Lanzini into the middle.
All right,
four nails back in.
Okay, fair enough. As long as he's fit. Another person we don't talk often is Ryan Fredericks, and I'm told he's still suffering a groin injury from that injury he did against Manchester United at Old Trafford in the Cup. I don't know. He blows hot and cold. I just don't know if he's... He seems to be very injury prone and a very hit and miss on his form. I'm not sure he's long for this West Ham squad or not.
Nice.
Just saying it as it is.
He's a decent squad player. He probably knows his place. He can fill a gap if it's needed, and he can play either side. He seems to be brought on as a left back on a couple of occasions, particularly in Europe from memory. So mm-hmm. He's probably worth keeping around because he can do a job. He won't be a starter, especially with Johnson in front of him now, with Soufan in front of him. So
silly season's about to start. Quickly before we do question time. Silly season's about to start. Grant Holt has just joined us, the ex-Canaries striker.
Need another striker.
I don't think he can play a scout. Does that work? Is that a thing?
As I said, when you told me that, I thought he was a wrestler now. Genuinely, I thought he'd gone into professional wrestling.
All right. Where would you... Obviously, window's about to start in a few weeks' time. You mentioned a certain player. Where would you strengthen, George?
I would go and get Jesse. I think it's all lining up quite nicely and he would want to come. I think from what I've been reading, Newcastle are our biggest challenger there and that could be a challenge.
Oh, I think Jesse will want to come to us. He's still got his flat here. He's, you know, he speaks to Moyes. I think he's not going to go to Newcastle.
Good. Don't believe it. And I would go and get a centre back of quality and maybe another half decent centre back because clearly Zouma has dodgy knees.
Well,
and funny
you should say that
because
I spoke to a prominent agent today. Nigel, don't say anything. and they said, well, it's all well and good, but you won't get a decent centre back in January. You know,
me and Silky both think the same. So.
they're all shit, or you're gonna have to pay triple your money. Let me ask you, Len.
Yes.
Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
You know he's. I think he's out of contract in the summer, so he's a season Premier League centre back that might be available from Burnley.
In January,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise Burnley are going to get no money for him. Mm. Would you still take him?
Well, if Moyes wants him, yeah. That's what it comes down to, is it? How much, though, we have to pay? 20 million?
Well, that's it. I mean, with 6 months left on his contract, he can't be worth very much. I mean, would Burnley take 10 million?
If you're losing a centre half each game,
yeah,
it's worth a fortune.
Well, I get that. So it's a supply and demand. It's how many other clubs, European clubs, including Premier League clubs, need a centre back in January are in the same position as us? Mm. Quite a few, I'd imagine. You know, if you've got no competition, it's easy to go, well, it's 10 million better than nothing. If there's competition, you're right, you could pay 20 million for a centre back you could pick up for free in the summer.
Well, if there's people after him, the chances are you ain't going to get him for free in the summer because he'll already join somewhere
else. What would you do, Nigel? You've already said you agree with the agent that you ain't going to get a centre back.
You don't get a lot of decent stuff in January.
Have we just got to weather the storm on the centre back?
No, there's stuff that can be done. You've got to look out there, use the loan market, see if you can pick up. You know?
Yeah.
Nat Phillips is it at Liverpool?
He's got
another one.
Yeah.
You know, his age is still on the right side of him, and he'd be a good addition to the squad.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're still not a club where people are going to be prepared, top players are going to be prepared to come and sit on our bench.
Yeah.
But if we can get players like that in. But what we've done is we've shown by bringing in people like Dawson, is that actually if you come in, and what Moyes is good at, is if you come in and do a job, you'll get the shirt.
Yeah.
And he's shown that with people like Johnson as well. That if you come in and do the job, it'll keep you there.
Well, that, I think rather I agree with that, and that's why I wonder, you know, if Baptiste, but at least three of you said give Baptiste a go. You know, I know he's 18, but he really is supposed to be, you know, we spoke to Terry Wesley and you know, he said this is a real deal. You know, this is maybe one of the best kids since Rio Ferdinand in that position. Is it too young to blood him straight into the Premier League?
No.
I mean,
no. You forget about age. It's all down to ability and mental strength, and you can have that. Look at, I mean, I know it's 20 odd years ago now, more longer with Rio. Rio broke in 97.
How old was he?
18.
Was he? All right, same age then.
Baptiste,
this might be the opportunity Baptiste needs,
yes.
And he might be the next Rio Ferdinand, 18 years old, wanders in the team, gives us such a good performance, a bit like Ben
years
Johnson.
Years ago, you found out how good a kid was by playing them when you got players injured. Tony Cotty got his breakthrough because I think Dave Swindlers was injured.
Yeah.
Jeff Pike.
You know, that's why Alvin come into the team. I think Tommy Taylor or something was injured.
And that's right.
And that is how we found out whether they could take it or not. And that is the only way, because they don't even play reserve football now. So let's put him in and let's see. And I don't say throw him to the Wolves, but I think Burnley away is a good place in the Premier League to start.
Well, we shall see. Any other business? I don't even know if we've done... Have we done a question time today?
I
have a question time.
Sorry?
No, I said keep talking. I'm just looking at contract expiry for centre-backs this summer.
Oh, yeah. Good show.
Oh, nice one.
There's a couple of Chelsea centre backs, Christensen and Rudiger.
Oh yeah,
both expiring.
Yeah, I was told Rudiger won't come to West Ham.
No, I doubt he will.
I was told that. I forget where he was going. I talked to that agent as well, and he said Rudiger's going. Blah blah. I can't remember.
One other interesting one I would say is, and it's a great name for a defender, Jason Denier.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's like Roger the Relegator.
Yeah. But he plays for Lyon at the minute. He's a Belgian centre-back. He's always looked pretty decent in tournaments and things. His contract expires.
Jason the Expirer.
So there's a couple out there. That you could maybe get for a cut price. But yeah, and Tarkowski is on this list. But yeah, I don't see Rudiger coming our way. Christensen, perhaps, although he has been playing quite a bit for Chelsea recently.
Yeah. Good. Any other business we need to talk to about today? I think we've covered most things, haven't we?
Toy thing.
The what?
Toy thing. What's that? Toy drive.
Oh, yes, the toy appeal. The Kevin Jenkins OBE toy appeal.
Christmas toy appeal. Noom Recorder.
So, yeah, our friends at Iron Supporting Food Banks are supporting the Noom Recorder and the AAA Kevin Jenkins OBE toy appeal. For those who don't know, we did have Kevin on the podcast not so long ago. Unfortunately, he passed earlier this year. But that's why the toy appeal in its 44th year has been renamed after him. In tribute, but we will put on the Facebook page the details of the toy appeal. Helps a lot of people in Newham, making sure before the beginning of December they made sure they had advent calendars, and they are trying to give at least each one of the kids, many of who don't get a Christmas present at all, one Christmas present they want. And some of these are, I think West Ham have donated quite a lot of scarves and hats. I know Adidas have donated a lot of kit. So our friend John Matomsky is involved in that, and we'll leave the details on the Facebook group for you all to generously donate and think of a kid that is less fortunate than we were or our children were in Newham. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to add that tomorrow is David Cross's birthday, or as I call it, Christmas Day. And the relevance of that is, on Christmas Day, you've only got 7 days left towards your Canning Town Len portraits.
Talking of that, how is your bond scheme prints going? I got mine. It's amazing. I haven't framed it yet.
It's still selling now. Cool.
So how do people, if they want to buy, if George wanted to buy a Billy Bonds print for Jessica, how could he do it, Len?
Go to canningtownlen.com, Sean.
Oh, would he? And there's...
would he?
And he would just be able to, from your main one, there's a link for the Billy Bonds print.
Yeah, there's a link to buy it. And I've also this evening just added it to my eBay shop for those who love PayPal and like to do things, you know, creatures of habit.
George, get ordering. Jessica will go, you know, goo goo gark. Did she talk yet, Jessica?
A couple of words such as Dad, Mum and Dougie from Hey Dougie. Not that I mean
she will be one this guys,
but potentially to Dougie then.
So for those who don't know,
some listeners,
Jessica will be 1 year old on Thursday, the day that the father arranged with his friend to go to West Ham for the first time this year. I forgot about it. Go, I'm coming to European match. Yeah, definitely coming to Dynamo Zagreb.
Yeah. I did do that, and then I had to.
Well, lucky enough, we're through to the last 16. One thing quickly, I wrote a story today. Nigel actually gave it to me a few weeks ago. We are guaranteed now to use up all 25 games. So the deal is we pay $2.5 million. Actually, it's $3 million now, to have 25 competitive games. So it doesn't include friendlies, doesn't include women's games, doesn't include the under 23s, but 19 Premier League games. 3 European games, the Europa games, 1 Carabao Cup, 1 FA Cup, that takes you 24 if you're following along.
We didn't talk about that, did we, actually?
Yeah. And then we've got a one guaranteed home leg of Europa, which will take us 25. And if we go over that, do you know how much we've got to pay, Nigel? How much we've got to pay for every game after that?
It was 250 grand. I think it's gone up, though.
No, it hasn't. In the contract, it's 100 grand, which it costs 250 grand to run. So
I knew there was
the public owners will be making an absolute loss every game we do over 25. Because
the only thing about that is, for all those people to get upset about it, is just think what the person that was in charge of negotiating that contract with West Ham.
Yeah.
Just think what that Mayor of London now does.
Yeah.
And it might answer you a lot of questions about why the country's in the state it's in.
Oh, a bit political. Let's talk about Leeds.
Don't start that.
Yeah, Leeds.
Breaking news, by the way, on Twitter. Antonio Rudiger has agreed an informal transfer to Real Madrid.
That was
summer.
It. I knew it was.
So we might be.
That's plenty of money, though.
That was
might be struggling.
That's what the agent said to me earlier. Real Madrid. I just remember now. Yeah.
Well, it didn't have any money. Or was that Barca or both?
That's Barcelona. Mm. But also, he's a free transfer.
Well, both actually. But the problem is that Real Madrid is the team of royalty and establishment in Spain. So they will always be looked after. Where Barcelona, who's obviously, you know, from the Republic of Catalonia. And the bitter enemies of the establishment, and they will always be shafted.
Yeah. Question for each of you. Leeds at home.
Question.
Will you go? Question. Will you be going, Nigel?
Have you picked up on what happens the week after that game, Sean?
Yeah, I have.
What's that?
So I will be at both of them.
Okay.
What happens the week after?
We play Leeds at home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It happens a lot, doesn't it? Not even just us. I see it happening a lot with other teams as well, where they draw the same team in the cup that they're about to play.
Yeah.
Happened with us with United this season as well, didn't it?
The cup is spoiled when you get another player.
Len, you don't always go. I know you haven't always been to the... I don't know if you're going Thursday, because I don't think you've been to Europa games, have you?
You know I'm on strike.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You're on strike.
Will you go to, and I don't think you went to the Caribou Cup, will you go to the FA Cup, third round proper?
It depends. Is it on a Saturday? If it's a Saturday free, I might go.
Well, it's any time between a Friday and, you know, it used to be always Saturday, but it played any time between Friday and Sunday.
No, I'm only doing an FA Cup on a Saturday at free. Okay. I don't think I can be asked otherwise.
I must have been.
When was the last time that we had the Saturday at three?
I don't know. We're going to have one for Norwich, although obviously there's tube strikes.
Saturday at 3 o'clock in the FA Cup at London Stadium. I don't think we've had one yet.
Well, we will do. 2 weeks' time.
We played Birmingham City, but that was an early kick-off.
Well, West Brom we
Man
played
City
Saturday
was
at three.
A Friday night.
West Brom was Saturday at three, wasn't it?
Last season.
Lost. Yeah.
All right, there you go then.
Anyhow.
Yeah, but we weren't there, were we? I'm starting to think, well, why didn't I remember that one?
George, you going to go? You going to come along to FA Cup Dream Leeds?
The FA Cup Dream. What's the date?
It's...
He doesn't know yet.
January...
6th, 7th, 8th.
First weekend of January.
First weekend in January.
All right. Well, if I can get to Sellers Park, I probably won't.
I do think there's going to be a little bit of, you know, so many people have been to cup games and Europa games. I do think, both from a financial point of view, a cold point of view, and a sort of over people are going to
and COVID point of view as well. Probably.
Yeah, COVID as well. Just going, oh, I just don't know if I can be asked to go.
Well, not only that,
on a cold
Sunday is the only game in December, or until the middle of January, we're not playing in London.
Yeah, you said that before.
No, after we've got away games with Watford and Crystal Palace, and then back home again, aren't we now? Leeds in the Cup, then we're at home again, Leeds in the league. you know, it's a lot of money to keep paying out.
It is a lot of money. Anyhow, I know we agreed.
So if anyone wants to sell their Palace ticket, let me know.
Oh, I want Palace tickets for my son as well, so, you know.
I thought you were going to United.
Oh, yeah, I did. You agreed. I forgot. Mine like a goldfish. Look, we agreed not to spend too long on this one because I know he's lost his voice and we probably can't keep on going. So I don't think we're having question time this week, are we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, put it up.
Oh, you put it up.
Put it up. We were dilly-dallying.
Oh, that's what you dilly-dallying.
We ad-libbed so much, you forgot. Mine like a goldfish. You insult the goldfish, you are.
3, 2, 1.
Facebook.
If your voice is still there, away you go, Nigel.
Dan on Twitter asked yesterday, what do you think West Ham need to achieve this season to keep hold of Rice beyond this season?
Champions League football.
Champions League football.
Next.
Well, I think... I don't think we need Champions League football, but I think if you Europa League... European football next season.
Champions League football, 200 grand a week. Next.
I don't think he will stick around for Europa, sadly.
No.
And I don't think I can blame him either. Yeah. He's very, very good, and he's only getting better.
Yeah. Next.
A lot of people were asking, is there no podcast? But
yes,
there
next.
Is. Here we are.
There is, people, believe it or not, yeah.
That's a rubbish question.
That is a rubbish question.
That's cheeky lines. Jeremy Peter has asked a couple of questions, which I won't read them all out.
Get one.
He says, was wondering what youngster was on the bench for the Chelsea game on Saturday. He says, most of the tweets who share the squad news is Ashby named as a sub, but match of the day named Rosa. R-O-S-A. Do we know who the subs were?
I've got the BBC here, and they're always right. And
have they? What are they doing at yours?
I know. What are they doing on my MacBook?
Get out of my house.
Get out of my house. BBC, what are you doing here? And Ashby was the substitute, and on the official stuff. So I think Match of the Day just got it wrong. Ashby is a right back from memory. Ashby Harrison is a right back. Or Harrison.
Harrison Ashby.
Yeah. Right back. The guy Rosa, I think they just got it wrong. I forget his name. His full name. Anyway, but his name's Rosa.
He said, do we think Lingard will want too much money come back? Did you say anything?
Bernardo Rosa, by the way. And he's a creative midfielder, so he definitely wasn't on the bench. Bernardo Rosa.
Oh, right. Doctor, as we'll call him. Jeremy Peter says, do we think Lingard will come back? Did you give a Lingard update, Sean? We've not had a weekly Lingard update, have we?
We haven't. Look, I do believe that Lingard has been talking to David Moyes. They talk quite regularly. I think he's seen the error of his ways. And I do think he'll be rejoining us, whether it's in the summer or the winter. I do think he's destined to rejoin us. Hallelujah.
I don't think he featured, did he, at the weekend?
Nope, didn't. Didn't start. No. I don't know if he came on as a sub.
There you go. He finishes up saying... would like to say thanks to Nigel for Saturday. Got the home top from Buff, folks. Even better was the win against Chelsea. You're welcome, Jeremy. All right, quickly over to Facebook.
Are you all right to be doing this, or do you want me to take over?
Yeah, go on, you take over.
All right.
I just want to hear you do Dodsey's accent.
I'll start as I find him. Nathan,
I saw 27 questions, but that was last week's.
Nathan Waygood.
Oh, he's good, he is.
He's way good. How many points will we have after the Palace game on 2nd of Jan? We have Burnley, Gooners, Norwich, Southampton, Watford, then Palace. Even with our injuries, I can see us losing 10 to 12 points. See us losing 10 to 12 points?
Losing.
Gaining. See us, I think he means see us winning, maybe. 10 to 12 points, giving us 37 to 39 would be decent, in my opinion. What are your thoughts? So there's one, two, three, four, five, six games. Six games, probably the hardest on paper of them are Arsenal.
I don't know the answer.
Well, there's 18 then up for grabs. I think we've got a bit of pressure to just maintain what we've done last season. We've got to win five of them. So there's the answer for me. We need minimum 15 points.
Agreed. You've got to beat Burnley. You've got to beat Norwich. You've got to beat Southampton. You've got to beat Watford.
Yeah.
Got to if you want to achieve what we want to achieve. You've got to. Yeah.
I think that obviously Palace away and Arsenal away, the two tough ones.
Yeah, agreed.
We did lose to Arsenal away last season.
We drew Palace at home this season, didn't we? God, are we coming around to playing teams again already? Jesus.
Yeah.
Here we go. Richard Dodds. All right, my handsomes. How's yous doing? whoever booed the team against... I'm not doing it all. Whoever booed the team against Brighton is an absolute disgrace and really pissed me off.
Yeah,
we're fourth in the league, last 16 on the Europa League, and in the quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup, playing very good football. Johnny come lately wankers.
Yeah, I wrote that as well in a.
What's Johnny come lately wankers?
I said something about the boo boys, and I thought it was awful.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, well, you probably.
Yeah, it was on the telly.
You could hear them booing the team at the end, and you're thinking, what?
Must be tits, aren't they?
Do you know what? In their crackers. Defense, they were more booing the result. I think the fact that we conceded a late goal and their disappointment shone through.
Yeah, but you can't boo.
Maybe they're booing the ref because of the disallowed goal. You can't really. Don't know. That's the thing with a boo. You don't know why people are booing.
Yeah.
Sam Allardyce knew why we were booing.
Yeah, that's true.
He says, I'm disappointed the match today didn't make anything of our clapping at the 6 minute mark, which was well observed for poor young Arthur.
Yeah, it was. I wrote a story about that as well. I thought that was really touching.
I must say, I've watched a lot of football over the weekend and every game did that, and it was really good to see everyone.
It was well reported in the media that West Ham did it more than any other club, I thought.
Really?
The Guardian.
There was one game I watched that literally the whole match stopped and they all stopped and clapped.
Oh, really?
What game it was.
Very sad.
Nigel, out. He says he hopes you're feeling better. I heard you lost your voice. Well, as you can hear, Dodsy, he has some voice, but not enough to finish Facebook Twitter question time. Which probably made a lot of people happy, he says.
Well, actually, Dodsy's lost his yellow tinge as well. He's obviously not using so much fake tan. His orange...
Disappear. I did draw him a little bit yellowy, orangey, because I did notice that. I can change.
He says, Len, thank you so much for the portrait and the Billy Bond special. Great customer service.
Oh, you're very kind.
Questions for our delight. So we're only just getting to questions. Can you name three things that are advertised in our stadium? Was this a quiz?
Okay.
Can you name three things that are advertised in our stadium on the digital boards, with the exception of Beltway? I think it means Betway.
No. A VPN provider. Hosting.
It's like
an official
a quiz.
Hosting provider.
I think Milwaukee Tools. Because I've got a few of their jewels.
Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee, yeah.
By the way, I tried to enter the quiz for the first time on Saturday. Can't get a bloody Wi-Fi for love nor money in the stadium anymore. You know, that super duper Wi-Fi. Come back. I wish I need to get the Wi-Fi code for the press box again, because the super duper fast Wi-Fi.
What do you mean again?
Well, that's what I used to use.
Is it?
You're kind of incontactable.
Sausages and all that.
Yeah, well, those days are gone, you know.
Ian Wiley says, "Hi lads, disappointed with the late goal for Brighton, but well happy with Chelsea win. Loved the atmosphere on Saturday, was superb and a great day. My question, with our defence really taking a hammering, no pun intended, I'm sure, now with injuries, how close do you think any of our under-23s are stepping up into the Premier League? Kind of covered that.
Covered that, and there's a chance they may. See it on Thursday. It was interesting that they left five people out the under-23s. Did you know the under-23s are leading the Division 1 of the Premier League 2
I did know that.
By 4 points above Spurs.
Flying
Division
1
they of
are
the Premier League 2.
Sorry?
Division 1 of the Premier League 2.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're smashing it. And they left out five players of their key players. So you've got Baptiste, Elise, you've got Harrison, Ashby, you've got Manny Longello, and you've got Sonny Perkins.
Are you making these names up?
No, I'm not. They are all our key kids. They're the next generation, mate.
Excellent.
Ian Wiley's got a Canning Town Lynn portrait as well, everyone. Thank you for your custom, Ian, as everybody
right out of this podcast, aren't you, Lynn?
Yeah. I'm looking for it. I'm looking through the people who've asked the questions now. Yeah. Almost everyone.
Friend
has
of
got
the studio.
Canning Town, yeah.
Pete Stone, does he have one? He says,
no, he
hello.
Doesn't.
Hello,
come on,
people.
Pete.
Come on, Pete. Pull your finger out. We are flying still. A lot of very winnable games coming up. We could be top by mid-January if a few results go our way. Wow.
There you go.
Seen a lot of interest flying around Barbosa. Any truth in those rumours? Love the pod as always. Keep on keeping on. Barbosa, Sean. Any,
no,
any
I've heard the same rumours.
Gabriel
rumors.
Barbosa.
Nothing concrete on that one.
Carl Rawlinson.
Like a bad smell for a long time.
Dave Jones, actually, Mr. Dave Jones. Another pretty good week for West Ham despite Brighton. A bit frustrating. Brighton want a great side. I was really impressed with the team's attitude in the Chelsea game. They didn't panic despite the injuries and forced changes during the game.
Yeah.
It's not ideal to lose another centre-back, but in Dawson we trust. An observation from Saturday. I sit high up in row 65, block 213, and look down on 113 and 114. It was amusing to see tickets being checked between 113 and 114, but the entrance between 113 and 112 hasn't.
Yeah.
So fans free to enter from that side. You don't get that sort of behaviour up in the clouds with us poor people. Brady out.
Brady out.
Wednesday was atrocious, and I must, you know, agree with Miriam that Wednesday night you had all kinds of idiots there who were just pushing in. We were three deep at places in 114 and 113. Now, I did bring my daughter and a boyfriend along. They preferred it up in 217, actually, Nigel.
Yeah.
They said they preferred the view from up in the gods in
217. You do get a good view from up in the gods.
You don't know where the view's off, but it's a good view. You do get to see, how it all pans out.
The tactical side.
Yeah. Yeah,
the best place I've watched a game from now is when we first moved into the stadium. I can say this now, is we used to sit in disabled seats because no one sat in them, which is in the walkway at the front of the upper tier. And I think if you're at the front of the upper tier, you get a great view of the game. Of course, when you're 30 rows further back as I am, it's players do all blur into one. So the thing is, you can't even read the numbers, especially with my eyes. So you just think, obviously we can tell who the West Ham players are, but generally the opposition players, I don't really know a lot of them because they're too far away.
Binoculars.
I wouldn't want to be down where you are.
Too
busy.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's too busy in 113, 114.
That's what I'm saying.
They were they did crack it on the Chelsea game because they were checking our tickets about four times and also going from side to side. So they did realise.
But
that
your ticket checks now, right? They were on your phone, yeah?
Yeah.
So could you not just send me a screen grab of your
ticket? That's exactly
ticket?
What they do. That's exactly what they do. So they go, they just do screen grabs and share it on WhatsApp.
Carl Rollinson says, "Hi boys, listen to the podcast for about 2 months now and listen every week."
Wow. Well,
the good news, Carl, is you've got about 10 years you can catch up on if you fancy it.
That's with Haller news,
doing
Carl.
So well, excuse me, with Haller doing so well in the Champions League right now, do you think we made a mistake letting him go? Do you know what? I was watching him today. I saw a clip of his hat-trick in the Champions League and I thought, I wonder if in the team we've got now, if he was playing where Antonio is, if he'd be a little bit more successful. I don't know.
Well, ifs and buts.
He's the top scorer in the what's it called?
Dutch League?
What's the Dutch League
Champions
called?
Champions League.
Eredivisie.
Eredivisie.
Yeah, he's a top scorer now.
I think he's top scorer in Champions League as well.
Is he?
Must be.
Is that true?
Set a record.
Milan are 1-0 up.
Andrew Hall says, "Hello, chaps. Getting worried about our defence of all the injuries. Would the panel, podcast panel, consider playing Declan in the centre of defence or leave him in midfield? Brady out.
Brady out.
Andrew Hall and Brenda Hall and Dawkins.
Hello, Brenda.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier and no one wanted to play him there, so the answer's no.
Well, kick Deck where he is.
I don't mind him there.
No, you can't put him in defence. Come on.
He's too bad.
Best thing about
Bobby Moore played in defence.
But the best thing about him now, as well as his defensive abilities, is the way he gets forward and
so
makes
did Bobby.
Yeah, but Souček will get forward.
Yeah. Do you know what? When he moved to defence on Saturday, he played the last 20 minutes in defence, Declan.
Yeah, did he?
Yes, he did.
I didn't think so.
Well, when they stood in a back four, he was one of the four.
I disagree, but okay.
Well, we saw it. Well, in front of us.
I think he moved
You should
back.
Have saw it in front of you. You were right opposite me.
I think
yeah,
he
but
moved
Sean had
back.
All them tall people in front of him.
Cheeky sod.
Anyway, the point I was trying to make was Souček, it did free him up a little bit. He did dart forward. So, you never know. You know, let's see what happens. Enjoy the ride, people.
Let's see.
It's not all
let's
about see. The destination. It's the journey.
Ethan Jobson says, "All right, fellas, what a good time to be a West Ham fan. With Zuma looking out for the season." I don't think he is. "Who's likely to be our targets for Jan?" Kind of covered that.
Yeah.
"Does this mean we won't see Lingard in January now as well?"
Covered that.
No, covered that. I think he's coming. "Love the pod. Up the Hammers. Brady out."
Brady out.
Darren Mullen says, "Out of town of Dazlar here."
Dazlar.
"Sean, what's the club's stance on assisting the colourblind fans and players? Brady bloody out."
Brady out.
In what regard? I did read something about this. On what regard? Assisting them.
Dazlar, I think we need some...
I don't know, but that light show would trigger off epileptics. You know, I don't need.
Yeah, but there is a warning on that one.
It's completely unnecessary.
I was late. I arrived at 90 seconds and missed the light show on
Wednesday
night.
Guess who does a light show and possibly did it before we did? Spurs.
Chelsea have done it for ages.
See, which is
but anyway,
cats.
Going back to the question, you know, disability inclusive and all that lot for colourblind, what are they saying for...
I don't know.
Website?
I don't think you know what you're talking about, do you? Nah. Darren, can you give us a little bit more context of your question? Williams. Sorry, Len, what you say?
No, it's all right. Yeah, maybe he's just throwing it out there. Maybe Darren's colourblind and he wants... Or someone's asked him and he thinks, I know to ask Sean.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. What are we differentiating between players? Between... I don't know, the writing in the programme, the website. I need some context.
Well, Daz wants to know why we're called Claret and Blue when actually we're playing Green and Blue.
Marion Williams says, "Great win on Saturday and a respectable draw last Wednesday. Pity Wednesday game was marred again by overcrowding in certain sections.
Right.
My daughter and I being threatened by so-called fans.
True. Yeah,
once again, I wrote to the club and once again, no response. Seems that it's safer these days to go away than it is to go to home games. Question, do you feel that the small squad we have is finally catching up with us due to our mounting injuries and the lack of options?"
No.
I don't think it's catching up with us yet, but it remains to be seen, right? I think what we are struggling with is up front because I think Antonio is, like we've talked about earlier, potentially injured. Nick Harvey, top fan. E up, lads.
E up.
Brighton, disappointing performance and result. End of. Chelsea, goals are fun. Haven't laughed so much this year when Arthur's cross hit the back of the net. Some good individual performances on the day for me. Bowen's best performance in Claret and Blue. Agreed, Nick. Squad looking a little thin right now. Need another striker and a decent centre-back. And at the beginning of January, please, not the end. Plus yep. Lingard. Question. Have Sean and Hugh made enough to retire from Claret and Spew? Or are they being paid by the article, as the number of Nothing Here articles they're churning out is hitting all-time highs? Sean, do you care to comment?
No. Life is good.
And I think that's it.
I didn't really slag you off too much. On that article that I did read on Carrot and You, about the offside.
Yeah.
It was like you cleared up for the West Ham fans that were confused.
Yeah.
And it did make me chuckle because you was the most confused.
I know.
And at no point in the article did you point that out.
Yeah, I know. But you don't reveal how sausages are made, as we keep on saying.
And
it's like Wizard of Oz. You never look behind the curtain.
Well, but people know who's behind the curtain.
And I think we should leave it there. Predictions?
Thano, Zagreb
and Burnley.
Burnley. I'm going to go for a 2-0 win, Zagreb, and a 1-0 hard-fought win at Burnley.
Len?
One apiece at Zagreb.
Oh, really? A draw?
Yeah. And... sorry, who are we playing?
Burnley.
Away to Burnley. Oh, God. I don't know.
Does Robbie Brady still play for them?
No.
Brady out.
Be all right then. Brady out.
2-1-0s.
Okay. Nigel, let me give you a little stat attack before you make your prediction. West Ham on the top of all five European leagues in having not conceded more than... not lost by more than one goal in the last 40 games.
Yeah, good prediction. Stat, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very un-West Ham-like.
David Moyes, genius. Yeah,
just pointing that comes from LiveScore, and I've got their app.
Yeah.
So, well, nothing new. Get your own news, Sean. I think we'll lose to Zagreb, because it don't care. And
it's 532 grand out the window.
I think we'll beat Burnley because they're not very good.
Don't we get anything if we lose?
No.
Really? You get nothing.
For losing.
Are you sure?
As Nigel pointed out, I went, well, you get 532 for winning and then something else for drawing. And he went, well, it's half of 532, which is 2866. I went, oh, yeah. I went, because they split the prize money 50-50. That's it. It's prize money. 532,000 per game. Winners takes all, or they split it on a draw. Losers get nothing. See what I did there, George?
See what you did there.
My prediction, I'll go 1-0 against Dynamo Zagreb. I think it will be a tasty affair. I think those Zagreb boys will be a lively ultra bunch.
They've got
the
fans
stadium.
In the ground.
Huh?
We've got Zagreb fans coming over.
Yeah, we have.
Apparently there's going to be 200 in block 207.
Oh, really? And I'll go 1-0 away win to Burnley at Turf Moor to keep us in the top four and the Champions League's place.
Bye.
I have been Sean. George has been.
George.
Len has been.
Very busy. 7 days left for your portraits of Christmas.
And Nigel, Sheb man, infected COVID man, has been.
6'2".
Come on, you.
Bobby Moore.
More than just a podcast.
Bobby Moore.
More than just a podcast.
You could have muted, you went all that way.
Oh, sorry.
I have sympathy.
listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.